Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'd like to read with you verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, where the Bible says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And that passage of Scripture is a classic text as it reminds us what the Bible is, what it's all about, and what it does in the lives of those of us who read it and study it. First of all, it tells us that all Scripture is inspired. You see that in the first phrase of verse 16, when it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." That word inspired means God breathed. And even though God used at least 40 human authors to record the Bible, everything that they wrote was exactly what God wanted them to write. He breathed the word that he wanted them to record in their mind so that as they wrote it down, it was exactly what God wanted them to write. And so when we pick up the Bible to read it, we're not just reading the words of Paul or the words of Matthew or the words of John or the words of Isaiah, but we are reading the word of God, the God-breathed word, so that we might get to understand God's will for our lives. Secondly, we see that all Scripture is not only inspired, but it is profitable, where it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable." That is, it's relevant for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Every now and then you'll hear somebody say, "Well, I don't believe that the Bible is relevant." Well, it is, because it teaches us doctrine, which basically is teaching concerning who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. It is profitable for reproof, which means that the Word of God will reveal to us when we are in spiritual error or when we are in sin. It is profitable for correction, which means that the Word of God will set us up straight against once we might have fallen into sin. And then it is profitable for instruction in righteousness, in that it teaches us how to live the Christian life. Yes, indeed, we can rejoice over the fact that all Scripture is inspired. It is profitable. But then thirdly, all Scripture is effective. Verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3 says, "That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." The man of God there refers to anybody, any man, woman, boy, or girl who has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And that person is the individual who, when he or she is in the Word of God, will be perfected by the Word of God. That does not mean that the Word of God will lead them to a sinless, perfected life, but it does speak of spiritual maturity. In other words, it's the Word of God that will make the person of God the way that God would have them to be. That is, thoroughly furnished unto all good works in spiritual maturity, so that they might live the Christian life to the honor and to the glory of God. So today, let's give thanks unto God for the Scripture. Let's spend time in the Scripture. For all Scripture is inspired, all Scripture is profitable, and all Scripture is effective. Father, I thank you for giving us the Word of God. And it is my prayer that each and every one of us who know you through faith in Jesus Christ will spend time in your Word, that we might be developed by your Word into the person that you'd have us to be. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.